Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to everybody out there. We are going to have another prophecy show that will feed you with a lot of information that are interesting. So, we would like to welcome once again the Andrew the Prophet to this chamber.
Oh, thank you so much.
And we would like to start with you first. What you going to say?
Well, let's review what we said.
Yes.
The last session. So basically, we spoke of three different sources that point towards the same date. So Jonathan Cahn's information in the Shemitah
points, the book.
Points towards the Day of Remission, which is September 23rd, 2015. Mm-hmm. The cycle of Jubilees, which began, is a 49-year cycle that began when Joshua took Jericho, is also scheduled to occur in 2015.
So that's every 50 years.
Yeah. Okay. And then the last of the prophecies that we talked of are the tetrad of moons, the blood moons.
Oh, yeah.
Which has only happened nine times since the crucifixion of Christ. And the last of the tetrads is scheduled to occur in
next year?
Autumn, right, correct, around September of 2015.
Wow.
So they all come together at that time. The question is not so much, you know, obviously a huge event is going to happen at that time. But the question is what will happen.
Correct.
And I think to go to the source of it, we simply need to open our Bible and read from Revelation 6. So if you could do me a favor and read Revelation 6:12.
Oh, okay. Revelation 6:12. I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake.
Okay, so this is what I believe will happen at that time. The great earthquake. Now, the Greek word for earthquake is the word seismos, and that means a shaking or a storm.
Oh, that's where the seismologist comes.
Right, seismologist. Oh, so, okay. So actually, interestingly, it's the seismologists, some of the greatest seismologists in the world, who claim that a great shaking or storm is waiting New York City, of all places. Now, people ask, New York City, that's not a place that we think of as having major earthquakes.
Yeah, when was the last time they have earthquake? It seems like they are free from earthquake, isn't it?
Well, it's not. It's not so. So actually, if you go back in records, they've had earthquakes in 1638, 1661, 1663, 1732. And that was before we were able to actually record earthquakes. Historically, December 18th, 1737, there was an earthquake in New York City that destroyed multiple chimneys, an intensity 7.
At that time, wow. Right. Okay.
And another one occurred on October 23rd, 1857, that knocked down several objects from the shelves. There was a severe earthquake in the Lake Champlain area in 1877, which caused several walls to crumble down. August 10th, 1884, caused walls to fall down in Amityville in Jamaica, very close to New York City. Mm-hmm. There was a severe quake in 1897.
That was before 1900, yeah?
These are all before 1900. So okay. That's before we could actually do a seismograph on the earthquakes.
Oh, okay.
Now, when we started to do seismographs, there was a very large earthquake of a magnitude 7 in that area on February 28th, 1925, and it affected 4 million square kilometers at that time.
Oh.
Very, very big earthquake. Another large earthquake occurred in August 12, 1929, just in southern Canada in the region. A 6.3 earthquake occurred in 1935. In 1944, there was a large earthquake between New York and Canada, and that cost about $2 million in damage. And then, of course, we know of the most recent earthquake in August 23rd of 2011 in Virginia, a 5.8 earthquake, which actually was felt by a third of the United States and even was felt up to Washington, D.C. It actually caused the Washington Monument to be shut down for a while because of structural damage.
Right.
So New York is a very high risk, unlike what people think.
Wow. New York is the center of many things that can influence the impact.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
To the world. Wow.
Yeah.
So looking at this informations, it seems like there is something is brewing here.
Yeah, and then I think the irony is that people haven't really been paying attention to it.
No.
The Columbia University, the Earth Institute of Columbia University, one of the premier seismology centers in the world, actually published a report on August 21st, 2008, in the Bulletin of Seismological Society of America, and they actually did research on the New York City area, compiling data over several hundred years. And their conclusion was that New York is a substantial risk, not a small risk, but a substantial risk for large damage. The lead author at the time, Lynn Sykes, said that, yeah, I mean, you know, the earthquakes are more common in areas like California and Japan. However, the concentration of people and the infrastructure is nothing compared to that of New York City.
You mean because of the high rise or the tunnels that they built?
Everything. The structure, the tunnels, the internet, the network of old pipes, the network of old electrical, all these things compiled together. In fact, this is quoting Sykes directly. He said, "Today, with so many more buildings and people, a magnitude 5 centered below the city would be extremely attention-getting. We'd see billions in damage, with some brick buildings falling, and people would probably be killed."
Wow. Folks, we are not here to scare you. We just wanted to inform you with what's going on, that is possible to happen, isn't it?
It's not possible. It's probable.
Probable to happen. So, well, I guess after we heard about the history and also the Columbia University, so then the question is, what's next?
Well, the what's next is the sixth seal. You know, some other important facts of the area. You know, we always talk about the San Andreas Fault line, but no one really talks about the Ramapo Fault line.
Yeah, Ramapo. Okay.
So the Ramapo Fault line is a fault that runs from Pennsylvania all the way down to the Hudson Valley. The big concern about that is it runs right next to the Indian Point nuclear power plant. So it's not, you know, as we talked about infrastructure, this is of a major concern to the infrastructure.
So why do they build the nuclear power on that?
Well, this was done years ago before they knew much about the earthquake risk. So that, you know, that obviously we saw what happened to Fukushima.
Yeah.
This power plant, the water supply comes from the Hudson River. Okay. So the Hudson River is just about 25 miles from, so this plant is about 25 miles from New York City.
Uh-huh.
So you can imagine what would happen if the nuclear plant were to leak into the Hudson River. What devastation and what implications this would have for that region.
Wow. I'm just thinking about my friends and people that I know who are living there.
No, that place would be shut down. The whole city would be shut down if that were to happen.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So this is in relation to the biblical prophecy, which is the sixth seal. And what do they need to do in order to learn more about this?
It's very simple. You know, I think the premier study would be the Columbia University study done in August 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Another good source would be research done on the Virginia earthquake in 2011. Interestingly, the USGS actually had to reconstitute their maps. So they actually had New York as a low-risk area, and they had to upgrade it to a moderate risk because of data that they obtained from the Virginia earthquake.
Wow. Folks, as a listener myself, I'm kind of trembling here to know that what is coming to New York. I think we need to asking you more questions at the next session when we come back, because I know that for you listeners, I feel what you feel once you heard about this Ramapo faults and what is coming based on the history of New York and as well as Columbia University. We'll be right back.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to move your ministry outside of its existing four walls to the four corners of the world. Since 1985, Aspen Christian College and Seminary has been working in the Denver metro area and across the nation, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. One of Aspen's premier graduates is the Reverend Dr. Dwayne Moore, Senior Pastor of Denver's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Aspen has graduates in virtually every ministry in the Denver area, and our influence reaches from California to Chicago to Houston, Seattle, and beyond. We are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. The president and founder of Aspen Christian College, Dr. Ambrose Columbus Jr., welcomes you to visit our main Denver campus at 4940 East Evans Avenue, Suite 113, or contact us online at aspen-christiancollege.com, or you may call us at 720-857-6219. We are Aspen. We keep it moving forward. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Folks, we are back again with Andrew the Prophet to find out more about this coming earthquake to specifically New York area with Ramapo Falls, with the study from Columbia University, and with the dates of the historical dates of events in New York. So, Andrew, what else that you know to back it up your position about the sixth seal?
So, what we have to realize is that the Ramapo fault line is very much unlike the San Andreas fault. So it's
and the San Andreas fault is where?
The San Andreas fault, which is in California.
In California, okay.
Right.
So
so the fault in the south, in the northeast, the Ramapo fault line is actually more of a network. So it's made out of granite, and it's a bunch of interwoven. You can look at it as a pattern of a large vertical line and a ton of parallel horizontal lines
like
going
branches?
Across it,
okay.
like branches. Yeah.
Wow.
So so of interest, I think a lot of people in New York have heard of the Manhattan 125th Street Fault. It has been shown to generate many quakes in the past, generate two small quakes in 1981, and was the site of the large December 18, 1737 earthquake that caused a very large earthquake at that time. It also caused a 4.1 earthquake in Westchester in 1985. One of the seismologists actually concluded, he said, there are many faults around the area and a few in Manhattan, including on a specific fault capable of producing a magnitude 6.0 earthquake. This is specifically the 125th Street fault line.
If that occurs, how many buildings that can stand the shakes?
They've actually, interestingly, they actually, there is enough of an alarm from the study that some of the insurance, the actuarians, decided to do studies on it. Okay. So, we got to remember, we're talking about a five. When you go to a six, it's 100 times larger. And when you go to a seven, it's 1,000 times larger.
Wow.
Okay. So they calculated that the risk within a 50-year period, okay, you got to remember, in a 300-year period, this has never happened yet.
Right.
But in a 50-year period, they said there's a 7% risk of a 6.0 earthquake and a 1.5% risk of a 7.0 earthquake. Now, as I mentioned before, as we mentioned, the Columbia seismologists concluded, they said a 5, remember, they said a 5 would cause billions of dollars in damage and could kill people. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking 100 times, we're talking 1,000 times.
Wow.
Larger than what he just mentioned.
Wow.
Okay, so these are significant risks. We're talking a 7% risk of a 6, and we're well overdue. It should have happened.
Wow. So also there is a significant pattern here for New York area. The tremor will not be up and down, is it?
It's very shallow. So the interesting thing about there are two interesting things about the New York, about the Northeast. The first is that the substance is not like California. It's not sand. These are very dense granite bedrocks. Mm-hmm. So the problem is that a lot of tension compiles upon it over time, and when it's released, it's transmitted over a great distance. And that's the primary reason why such a small earthquake in Virginia caused damage all the way up to Washington, D.C. Mm. The second issue is that these quakes tend to be 1 to 2 miles below the surface. So as you can imagine, if something's shallow, you're going to feel it a lot more.
Right.
You know, versus San Andreas Fault, they could be hundreds of miles below the surface. Mm-hmm. So the issue is that it's so shallow that it causes extensive damage, yes, and that the granite is so hard that this energy is distributed over a very large area.
Now, I noticed that New York has a lot of tunnels. I just type in tunnels under New York City.
Sure.
And I got tons of articles that show about the tunnels that they have. What does it mean when the shallow earthquake comes and hit it?
No, I think it's obvious. I think they've actually looked at the Brooklyn Tunnel and it has cracks in it from previous earthquakes. So it's an assumed consequence that when an earthquake happens, that the subway system will be flooded.
Wow.
That's a foregone conclusion.
So I just couldn't imagine if I were there during that time. I was driving in the tunnel and the tunnel crack and the water gets in and I'm trapped. What? That would be the end of my life.
That would be it. That will happen. That will happen.
Wow.
I think a lot of people will perish when the city goes down.
And there are a lot of I just imagine that because the city has a lot of holes underneath, it makes looks like the what is that the disease on the bones.
Osteoporosis.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Because of the holes, the bones becomes
mm-hmm.
fragile.
Yeah. Right? So it's the and that's the issue. The issue is there's a huge infrastructure problems. 60% of the buildings in New York City are brownstone. Mm. They actually did a study and. This isn't even including the New York cities. They were saying if an earthquake were to happen in New Jersey, they said a magnitude 7 would destroy 14,000 buildings and damage 180,000 of them, just in New Jersey.
Wow.
So you can imagine what consequence it would have in Manhattan.
Yeah. Now, folks, I'm trembling just to hear this, because I just couldn't imagine the loss of life that New Yorkers will go through this.
Yeah. The consequence won't just be in New York. It'll be global. So, yeah, of course there's a loss of life. The other concern, of course, is what I mentioned before, mm-hmm. is that the Indian Point Nuclear Center is right there.
Yes.
Yeah. Now the city. So an earthquake happens of that magnitude, it's obviously destroyed. It may leak. If it were ever to leak, that whole city would have to be shut down.
Yes.
But regardless, the plant will shut down, mm-hmm. and we have to remember that the city gets a third of its power from that plant.
Right.
So it's a foregone conclusion that when an earthquake happens, a third of the electricity will be shut off right away.
Yes. So let's imagine if it's occurred during the winter time, just like a couple of days ago, Buffalo has so many inches, so many feet snow, no electricity, no heating.
Mm-hmm. Well, interestingly, I don't believe it'll happen during the winter. I believe it'll happen in the fall of next year.
Which is the month of September.
Right, September 23rd.
September 23rd is the
possible day.
Wow. Well, there are a lot of people living underground, and that's why they call it mole people, M-O-L-E. And that's because there are so many tunnels in mm-hmm. New York. And I remember when I was little watching the movie Beauty and the Beast, and a lot of people living underground. My mind just, going to so many horrible events
mm-hmm.
just from the shallow tremor of the earthquake hitting New York. And you said the impact is not just locally, but also worldwide?
Yeah, I mean, so we're talking about things like the power grid.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but what runs parallel to the fault, or actually runs perpendicular to the fault lines, are huge energy structures. The New York State Thruway mm-hmm. actually runs right through the fault line. All the rail lines that interconnect the East to the rest of America.
Mm-hmm.
run parallel or perpendicular to these fault lines, all these lines will be destroyed.
What about the all the world countries' representative, the embassies?
Well, yeah, we'll talk about that later, but that mm-hmm. has a lot to do with prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, if you delve into Revelation 6, it talks about the world leaders and the merchants. So we'll definitely delve into that and see what implication that has.
Right.
But regardless, I think what we need to be aware of is that God has this perfect plan. The irony behind it all is that everything else that has been caused, whether you look at 9/11, whether you look at the crash of the market, we can actually say it, man caused that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is clearly God caused. So the sixth seal is exactly as what we think it is. It's a warning. It's a warning before the Son of Man returns.
Wow. Folks, get ready. Let us continue to study more. We'll be back soon.
We'll be
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax-deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services in the Denver metro area. Call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Folks, we are back, and this time we are going to dig into another information that you, Andrew, has from an unusual person that is quite famous here. Can you tell us more?
Yeah, the actually, when I was looking through some of the prophecies that have been written, you know, I'm not one that likes to rely on anything that's non-biblical, but Nostradamus wrote some things that I think people would find very fascinating.
Because he said something that is in relation to New York.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow.
So he actually wrote of New York City, and he called New York City, before it was even became a city, he called it the New City.
Ah.
That's what he called it.
New City.
So I believe he actually predicted 9/11. Actually, if you could do me a favor and read his prophecies, Century 1, Quatrain 24.
The new city, contemplating a condemnation, the bird of prey offers itself to the heavens. After victory, pardon to the captives. Cremona and Mantua will have suffered great evils.
So tell me what that sounds like to you.
Not sure. I have a mixed feelings here. Well, the new city, if it's New York, they're contemplating a condemnation themselves.
All right.
But then I kind of confused with Cremona in Mantua.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Okay. And who is the bird?
The bird of prey offers itself to the heavens.
What? Who is that? Is it the same city?
Yeah, it's the same city.
Wow. And that's a full stop. And then after that, after victory, pardon to the captives. That's another sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Cremona and Mantua will have suffered great evils.
So the bird of prey offers itself to the heavens.
Mm-hmm.
What does that sound like to you? What event that happened in New York City?
Are you saying that this is 9/11?
Yeah, he was predicting 9/11.
How is it related?
So the bird of prey offers itself to the heavens. Obviously, he visualized these large birds flying into the buildings.
Oh.
So that would be 9/11.
So he meant the airplane, the bird of prey, the airplane.
Right.
That hits the tower.
So then if you look at the rest of it, Cremona and Mantua, that's kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But I could tell you what it means. So there was a lot of, because of the way the buildings collapsed, how they collapsed in a straight fashion instead of falling, toppling over to the side.
Uh-huh.
So there were a lot of conspiracy theorists that said, oh, yeah, they planted bombs in there and mm-hmm. blew up the buildings, and that's how it fell down. So that's where the word Cremona comes from. So Cremona is an architect, an Italian in the Middle Ages, and he basically talked about trusses. So he said that the strength of a truss comes not on its vertical structure, but on its horizontal structure.
Mm.
So the trusses have to be, so the crossbeams have to be secure, otherwise it'll collapse straight down.
Mm.
Okay, so that's who Luigi Cremona is.
Mm.
Now, but they concluded on the FEMA studies, so they did two studies, and they both came up with the same conclusion,
mm-hmm.
is that in order to save money, they actually didn't coat the beams, the cross beams in the Trade Center with fireproof material.
Mm.
So what happened was when the planes crashed into the buildings,
mm-hmm.
the trusses melted.
Mm.
So the reason why it fell exactly vertically is because of Cremona theory. It's because the Cremona theory says if your trusses aren't stable, it'll collapse straight down.
Wow.
So that's what Cremona is.
Uh-huh.
And Mantua, interestingly, Mantua is a ancient Italian city that he lived at and that Nostradamus used to live at.
Okay.
So if you look at a picture of Mantua, it looks exactly like the New York City skyline. And that was his reason for saying Mantua.
Wow. Wow. Yes.
So this was Nostradamus's prediction of 9/11.
And Nostradamus spoke what language? French or
correct? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. So he predicted long time ago about New York.
Correct. Now let's go back. Let's go forward to the next mention of Nostradamus of the new city.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be same century, quatrain 27. If you could please read that for me.
Okay. Earth shaking, fire from the center of the earth will cause the towers around the new city to shake. Two great rocks for a long time will make war. And then Arethusa will color a new river red. Wow.
So this is an obvious reference to the sixth seal. So he's saying that the same city that was attacked in 9/11 will suffer from a great earthquake. Mm. The two great rocks, I believe, refers to the Ramapo fault line. So the Ramapo fault line is where the eastern ridge meets up with the migration of the eastern continental portion. So the two great rocks making war are these two tectonic plates rubbing up against each other.
Oh wow!
Okay. Now that you referenced the subway system.
Uh huh.
This is what concerns me. And then Arethusa will color a new river red.
Red from the blood?
Yeah. So a lot of people ask, well, this makes absolutely no sense. So I'm going to give you a little bit of Greek history here. Mm-hmm. So Arethusa is a Greek mythological figure. So a beautiful huntress and a follower of the goddess Artemis. Like Artemis, Arethusa would have nothing to do with her, but she loved to run and hunt in the forest. One day after hunting, she came to a clear crystal stream and went in to take a swim. Mm-hmm. She felt something grab her from beneath her, and she scampered out of the water. A voice came from the water, "Why are you leaving, fair maiden?" She ran into the forest to escape. The voice of this voice was Alpheus, the river god.
Mm.
He'd fallen in love with her and wanted to chase after her. Now, Arethusa was exhausted, so she called out to Artemis for help. And the goddess decided to hide her by changing her into water, changing her into a spring. Not into just an ordinary spring, but an underground channel that traveled under the ocean between Greece and Sicily, a very long distance. Alpheus, being the god of river, simply converted back into water, and he plunged down the same channel right after her and captured her. And after that, their water would mix together forever. This is of a huge, huge concern to me, because they actually did a study, and they took core samples from the Hudson River and core samples from the Manhattan, from southern Manhattan, and they found what? They found that the soil was exactly the same. Okay. So, in other words, these two areas are moving from. They were at one time at the same place. And as I mentioned before, several of the tunnels, and particularly the Queen Tunnel Complex, mm-hmm. Tunnel number 3, has earthquake cracks all over it. Mm-hmm. And if you look at some of the old maps of Manhattan, there's actually a huge maze of underground waterways and lakes. If you look at this map here, there's huge lakes right in the middle of Manhattan. And interestingly, they actually, when they were building one of these buildings at one time, they dug underneath, and as they were making the structure of the building, they actually found a ship there. So at one time, Manhattan was actually a marshland. It was a place that ships could go through.
Wow, so who put the dirt on top of it then?
Well, part of it was over time, and part of it was man-caused, you know. They wanted more land, so they added some more land.
Wow.
But this is where I say that verse is so concerning, mm-hmm. is that when the time comes, when the sixth seal comes, that whole river will turn red. So, in other words, the blood of the subway system will leak and it will cause many people to die in that system.
Wow, folks. Just this morning I saw the Hurricane Sandy brought the water into tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
That itself was...
Yeah, and that was just a few inches above the sea level.
Yeah. Whew. Folks, we are going to continue this discussion, and we're going to find out the solution here or the advice from Andrew the Prophet about what we should be prepared when we come back after this message. Stay tuned. Thank you.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
If it's relevant, it's Aspen. Aspen Christian College and Seminary is your affordable and accessible Christian-based urban ministry education connection to move your ministry outside of its existing four walls to the four corners of the world. Since 1985, Aspen Christian College and Seminary has been working in the Denver metro area and across the nation, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. One of Aspen's premier graduates is the Reverend Dr. Dwayne Moore, Senior Pastor of Denver's Ebenezer Baptist Church. Aspen has graduates in virtually every ministry in the Denver area, and our influence reaches from California to Chicago to Houston, Seattle, and beyond. We are authorized to offer several degree programs by the Colorado Commission on Higher Education, and we are accredited by the North American Association of Bible Colleges and Seminaries. The president and founder of Aspen Christian College, Dr. Ambrose Columbus Jr., welcomes you to visit our main Denver campus at 4940 East Evans Avenue, Suite 113, or contact us online at aspen-christiancollege.com, or you may call us at 720-857-6219. We are Aspen. We keep it moving forward. If it's relevant, it's Aspen.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Folks, we are back again with the discussion about the earthquake in New York and the sixth seal. We have discussed and talked about the study, the scientific study, and also Nostradamus' prediction. But right now we are going to get into the heart of this program, which is the Bible. Now, you mentioned, Andrew, about the sixth seal.
Yeah, if you could do me a favor, Dennis, and read Revelation 6:12 for me.
I watched as he opened the sixth seal. There was a great earthquake. The sun turned black like sackcloth made of goat hair. The whole moon turned blood red. And the stars in the skies fell to earth as figs drops from a fig tree when shaken by a strong wind. The heavens recited like a scroll being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place.
So the the good thing is it's a sixth seal. So as
not,
we know,
not the last one, right?
Not the seventh seal.
Okay.
So it's a warning sign. So okay. So this goes all the way back to Genesis, goes back to the Sabbath, goes back to the Shemitah So 7 is the number of restitution. And fortunately, the work is done in 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a day left of rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that this sixth seal is the last warning from God before the Son of Man returns at the seventh seal.
Okay. So we still have opportunity. Tell us more about it.
So as we recall, the first 6 days were when the work was completed. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the word for seal is the word sphragis, sphragis, and the word itself means signet. Now, a signet is a sign. So what it was a sign that was created by the king, who had a ring on his hand,
mm-hmm.
and his symbol was on the ring, and he would use wax to seal a scroll.
Oh, just like in the movie during the Shakespeare's time, right?
Exactly.
So he pressed his ring on the wax, hot mm-hmm. wax. Mm-hmm. Well, it's normally red color.
Correct. And so this was the official sign of his authorization.
So what is it to do with the 6 seals?
So look at that in exact parallel to that. So the 6th seal of the prophecy is a sign embedded by the hand of Christ the King that signifies his personal authorization that the end is near.
So he himself put a seal on it.
Correct.
Wow.
Now the fascinating thing about that is that we can talk about the 5 previous seals.
Mm-hmm.
So the 5 previous seals are conquering, their war, their famine, their death, their martyrdom. Now we can all look at these things and kind of say, I mean, I don't agree with it, but we can kind of say these are man-mediated events. War is man-mediated, death is our natural state. Martyrdom is death induced by a non-believer.
Mm-hmm. Persecution.
But this particular seal, the 6th seal, is definitely God-mediated. Man cannot replicate this.
Right. Not a man-made. Okay.
So the beauty behind these verses is they prove it. They prove that. And not only that, but the verses have a symbolic meaning as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So if we read through that verse again, there's a set of 5 events that occur.
You mean the Revelation 6?
Mm-hmm. So the first is a great earthquake.
Great earthquake. And then this next one is sun.
Right? It's a solar eclipse.
Okay.
Okay? The third is a lunar eclipse.
Uh-huh.
The fourth is an asteroid shower. And the fifth is separation of heaven from the earth. Okay?
Mm.
Okay, so let's take the first one. Earthquake is derived from the Greek word seismos,
mm-hmm.
as we mentioned before, which means shaking or storm.
Right.
So if we were to recapture that in prophecy terms, it is a great shaking or storm that occurs before a significant event that is measured by a seismograph, which is an instrument that measures the magnitude of an earthquake and interpreted by a seismologist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, in other words, the Great New York Earthquake will be a great shaking or storm that is a sign that precedes the return of Christ the King. Okay?
So it's a sign as well as a seal?
That's correct.
A sign to wake us up and a seal to confirm it that this is from Him.
Mm-hmm. Now, interestingly, Jonathan Kahn spoke of in the mystery of the Shemitah that there would be these events that would impact New York City. And they occur perfectly in a sequence of sevens on allele 29, or the day of nullification.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one was the market crash after 9/11.
Mm-hmm. 2001.
Mm-hmm. September 17, 2001. The other one was the crash of the big bank system in September 29th of 2008.
That's 7 years after.
Yeah. And on both of those days, the market crashed by 7%. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The next day is due on September 13th, 2015. Now, my feeling just to... is there won't be a 7% crash on that day.
It's greater than 7?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it's 70%.
Because of the earthquake that crashed all the buildings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, everyone will know. That's it. Yeah. It's over. Game's over.
Yes.
I think it'll be obvious that... it's time to close the books.
No, I know that a lot of banks are building their branch in New York because mm-hmm. they're trading.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the trading.
Sure.
So by that, on that day, no more trading, no more
nothing.
Activities.
Nothing. Everything will be shut down.
September 13th. Is the date.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, once again, we would like to convey this message so that you pay attention and help us to tell other people. It's good for everybody to know, especially those who are living in New York area or in the East Coast area, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Now, we talked about Nostradamus, how he predicted the Great New York Earthquake. And obviously, the Book of Revelation does the same thing. So following the verse 6:14, 6:15 says, then the kings of the earth, the princes, the generals, the rich, mighty, and everyone else, both slave and free, hid in caves among the rocks of the mountains.
Oh, wow.
So it's obvious, from this verse that it would happen in a city or a metropolitan of great power and influence.
So back again to Columbia University, they predicted that this is long overdue. And then Nostradamus also mentioned about this event that is coming. And now you said, based on the calculation of Shemitah, that it will happen on September 13th.
Correct.
Now, logically here, if all the signs pointing toward that event, could it be that we can still ignore it?
No, obviously we're not doing that. That's why we're talking about it.
Hmm. I mean, could it be that other people who listen, after they listen to this program, they still choose to ignore it?
Sure, they will ignore it, but on that day they won't. As I said, on that day, every man will know that the end is here.
Yes. So my mind just went back to the event of Noah and the ark.
Mm-hmm.
Never, the rain never came down, never occurred. Nothing that he described could convince people to listen, because at the end it's only his family
correct.
That practice it. Wow. Folks, I don't think we need, we are smart enough right now to be able to clarify which one is
real and which one is not, and which one that we can use it to at least prepare us, isn't it?
Now, I think, like I said, I don't think, I think no one's going to expect the New York earthquake. But the blessing is this. The blessing is that it will be the sixth seal. It will be God's final warning. Mm-hmm. And it'll be an extremely clear warning. So I believe at that time there will be a great awakening, a great rebirth, and a great renewal when people will return back to the sun. Because as I said, I think at that time people will know that the end is here.
Like a voice in the wilderness calling for people to repent, come back, to go back to the real source, the truth that can save you. Folks, I do believe that we are living in a crucial time at this moment. I don't think you already done with all the information, isn't it? We still have other information about this. Folks, we will certainly continue to inform you next week. So stay tuned with this program. And once again, Andrew, thank you for coming and sharing with us this very important information. Don't forget to keep tuning in to ctkradio.org. Or come to the website. Our website is worldmediaministries.org, where you can find our podcast there. Thank you very much once again listening to our radio and our program. God bless you, and please keep studying, because this will help you to understand what is coming down. Thank you.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.